If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
After all the chaos of the lockout and the sprint of a quick spring training, Major League Baseball and its brightest stars are back.
Remarkable season, and Ohtani, forget about it! That one is gone!
Deep drive to center field, and Vladdy Guerrero has put the Blue Jays on the board and tied it up with a monster home run.
This one is heading back to the wall, and it is in the bullpen gone. That's a home run for Freddie Freeman.
Today, on opening day of the new season, The Athletic's Eno Saris gives us five bold predictions for the wild year ahead, including an under-the-radar MVP contender and an almost 40-year-old with 40 home runs in sight.
I told Joey Votto, I saw him this spring, I said, I'm bold predicting you for 40 homers this year. And he said, you know what? That's not that bold, kid.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Tiffany Oshinsky. It's Thursday, April 7th, and this is The Lead. So, Eno, we're going to get to your bold predictions in just a second. But first, as anyone knows who reads your stuff, you are not only a baseball expert, but a beer expert as well. And you recently wrote a story about pairing beers with players for fantasy drafts. So, with this being opening day, do you have a suggested beer pairing for opening day 2022?
Oh, man, just for the opening day, it's interesting because it's not quite summer yet. You know, you don't want to have like the really light stuff yet. Everybody has such an opinion on IPAs, but my favorite style is a hazy pale ale. Ooh. So it's not as strong. It's like 4 to 5%. That just means fewer calories to deal with, you know, to have to work off later. And you still get all that body and all that taste. So around me, it's Cellar Maker in Northern California. But I believe your local purveyors of haze, if you just look for their pale ale, that'll be a nice way to break in the season, I think.
I like it. I think one of the beers that my neighbor absolutely loves is the Juice Bomb, the Sloop.
That's juice right. Bomb That's or like something. Sloop Juice. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, that one I'm a big fan of. I think that's a good one. Maybe I'll crack that open today. Who knows? Well, getting back to the matter at hand, after the sprint through free agency and spring training caused by the lockout, it's shaping up to be a pretty wild year in Major League Baseball. And, you know, you recently wrote up some predictions of what we'll see. So let's jump right in. Bold prediction number one, the Rays will have the best pitching staff in baseball. Tell us why.
Well, it's kind of hard to see right now because, you know, Shane Boz is hurt. He's the kind of crazy wunderkind, you know, prospect that came up last year. He just had surgery. He's out for about a month. You know, Luis Patino, a young guy they got from San Diego, just had a second spring outing. And, you know, there's questions about his innings. They're always really, really young. And they're really young in the rotation other than Corey Kluber, where the question is, you know, can he stay in one piece? So, you know, there's like all these questions about the rotation. But the thing that they know better than almost anybody in baseball is stuff. And I've got a model where it just looks at the physical properties of the pitches, and it just looks at the velocity, the spin, the movement patterns, and it tries to say what pitches are good just by their stuff. And if you just look at the players that the Rays are going to put out there this year, and then you kind of use the innings that they're going to be projected to use them in this year, you get the Rays with the best stuff in baseball. The full top five is the Rays, Dodgers, Yankees, White Sox, and Brewers. If you want to do the smell test, I think that passes the smell test for me. Some people will hate it because there'll be a guy who pitches three innings and a guy who pitches two. And, you know, there'll be some soft tossing lefty that finishes the game in the ninth for some reason. And yet they're going to make it work. They're going to make it work between the openers, the bullpeners, and all the different ways that they make it work. And they have the best stuff in baseball. So that's where that bold prediction came from.
And they definitely also have a lot of depth there, too. Now, despite their famously low payroll, this team just keeps winning. They won 100 games last season. They finished first in the AL East each of the last two seasons. Do you expect it to be the same story in 2022?
I do, and I think that there's a reason projections miss it. The projections have them falling back and not being as good as the Blue Jays and the Yankees and the Red Sox in their own division. And I think that the way projections miss, they miss on young players because they always want to project a young player closer to league average, because you don't project a guy to enter the league and become Mike Trout. You know, there's all sorts of players that have great numbers in the minor leagues and don't do in the major leagues. But the Rays have tons of young players, you know. And then another thing that projection systems have a hard time with is depth. And you mentioned their depth. They've got great depth. Some of those guys are going to be on the injured list. Some of those guys are going to be in the minor leagues. It's hard to project them for a lot of innings, and it's hard to project how good they'll be coming off of injury or coming out of the minor leagues. But the Rays seem to put these guys in a position to succeed. And they're youngsters. They don't ask too much of them. Taylor Walls, if you're only going to be a platoon third baseman for us that plays really good defense and hits at the bottom of the lineup, that's all we need out of you, you know? And the same for Josh Lau. That's now their outfield that's coming up. You know, maybe the projections are a little low on him. And so that's just sort of how they've done it. With depth and young players, they always have the most rookies in the big leagues, and they always get the most out of their young players. And I think that's what they have to do, I guess, given their financial constraints, but they make it work.
Well, we're going to keep it in the AL for your next bold prediction, and that is Twins outfielder Byron Buxton finishes in the top three for American League MVP. And let's be honest, probably they're soon going to rename that to the Shohei Ohtani Award. But when it comes to Buxton, as you wrote, Eno, the questions here aren't about quality, they're about quantity. So tell us the story with this one.
Yeah, it's really interesting because, you know, I can tell you that he had the best, you know, dynamic hard hit rate last year.
Buxton with a blast. Deep center field.
Oh my.
Over the restaurant in center field.
He is the fastest player in the big leagues, and he's just spent the offseason trying to get faster. He's just sprinting around the outfield. He can jump like there's nobody's business.
Air ball lifted to center. Going back is Buxton. Back at the wall. Leaps and makes the catch. Buxton does it again, crashing into the wall. Two away.
Unbelievable.
You know, the question is always, yes, but will he be healthy? Will he be healthy?
The ball lifted to center. Buxton drifting back, still tracking it, and he can make the play and runs into the fence. The ball rolling along the warning track. Buxton's still down.
And my answer is, we're not as good at predicting health as we think we are. We remember last year, we see Mike Trout, calf injury, he's going to be hurt again. He's not going to play. Mike Trout could easily play 160 games again this year, you know, maybe 150 because they'll probably rest him some. But that's my point, is that we think we know about it. And they've done some really good research at Baseball Prospectus, and they did a differential equation to predict injuries. And if you plug all of Buxton's injuries in, it spits out 25 days. However, the error bars are 30 days. So he can miss anywhere from 60 days next year to zero. And my point is, zero is possible. And there is actually some historical precedent for this, I think. Bryce Harper used to get injured a lot in the outfield, and he used to play with reckless abandon. He was a center fielder that went for the same sort of catches that Byron Buxton makes these days. And there was a moment where someone sort of talked to him and said, maybe sometimes you lay up, and you can actually see in the numbers that he stopped diving as much and he stayed healthier. We look at Byron Buxton, we say, no way. He could never get through a full season healthy. It is possible. My guess is he has one or two short IL stints, and that's why it's a bold prediction. But, you know, if he does, he definitely has MVP talent. And the only thing stopping him is the person you're joking about, Shohei Ohtani. I would have put him into those MVP pants right away if not for Ohtani.
Well, even so, the Twins probably cringe every time this guy goes towards the outfield fence, given his history with that. But the Twins obviously made one of the big splashes of the offseason when they became the unexpected landing spot for Carlos Correa.
The ball club coming to terms with the prized free agent shortstop Carlos Correa on a 3-year, $105 million deal. The stunning move will make Correa the second highest paid position player in the history of the game based on average annual value.
If we've got Buxton playing at an MVP level, plus Correa and others, how much noise do you think this team could make?
Everyone always says, yeah, but can they pitch? You know, they don't have the pitching staves of a lot of their competitors. Sonny Gray is their ace. now? And, you know, does that stack up against some of the other teams? And do they have the depth? But in one way, they do have the depth in this very interesting way. They are projected to have more above average pitchers than anybody else in baseball. Now, a lot of those guys are relievers, and above average does not mean ace. So we're not talking that they have the best projected staff in baseball. They just have a lot of arms. And now they're starting to have some of these young guys come up, like Joe Ryan, who they traded for in the Nelson Cruz trade. Bailey Ober is a product of their system. But they also have Jordan Balazlovich and some other guys coming up behind them that, you know, the error bars, it's the same way as with the Rays. The error bars skew positive, you know? The error bars are, hey, we've got a working staff, but if any one of these young guys pops, now we got a 1-2, and you don't want to see us in a postseason series.
So with this next one, prediction number 3, as you said yourself, you went pretty bold. You said that the AL Rookie of the Year will be a Cleveland Guardian. Now, this is a year where generational talent after generational talent will be making their major league debuts, right? You got Bobby Witt Jr., yeah. Spencer Torkelson, Julio Rodriguez. So, really, a Guardian? Please explain yourself, sir.
You know what? I'm supposed to go 3 for 10 on these. I think I might miss on this one. No.
300 is pretty good.
Yeah, they're meant to be bold. And what I wanted to highlight was that there's all these things that can happen to the top talents. And we have had winners in the past, like Devin Williams, Michael Fulmer, Kyle Lewis, who we actually bold predicted would be the Rookie of the Year. He won. Mm-hmm. But they're surprises, relative surprises, when they go up against these top talents. Because top talents, the development isn't linear. They don't always land on 2 feet and become superstars right away. And then there's team factors where maybe their teams decides, oh, you know what? Either you need to gain the service time, we need an extra year, or the team's really competitive and you're not doing so well. Let's send you to the minors. You get more reps. So that was one thing I wanted to highlight, that things can just go wrong for the top talents. And the other thing I want to highlight was that if you just look at projections and you don't look at any scouting information, which I'm not saying is the right idea. I'm not that much of a nerd. You know, like no scouts that are listening to this, please don't text me after this. But if you just look at the numbers, the Guardians are projected to have 10 top 100 prospects just by projections. That's better than the Braves with 6, the Rays with 6, the Diamondbacks with 5. So they do have some top talent. And everyone sort of talks about Stephen Kwan as this guy who makes a ton of contact. He's going to hit probably 300 and steal some bases. And if he plays all season and hits 300 and 15 homers and 15 stolen bases, and Julio Rodriguez struggles a little bit and Bobby Witt struggles a little bit, that's your entry point. But really, I wanted to highlight that the Guardians do have some excellent top talent of their own in the higher minor leagues.
Fair. Give them some love. So moving now to the NL, the Giants were one of the big surprises of the 2021 season, winning 107 games while scoring 804 runs. Two things no one expected to happen, especially since baseball prospectus's Pecota model had them winning just 75 games. So, you know, you're expecting some of those good vibes to continue. So tell us your forecast for San Francisco.
You know, I think all the projection systems say that the Giants are going to take a step back this year with the bats. But I'm saying, you know, my bold prediction is they're going to score 800 runs again and nobody will understand how.
Evan Longoria has left the yard. It's a 2-run homer, and the Giants have scored more runs in a game than any team this season. An 18 spot.
Well, there's a few things that I like about what the Giants did last year. For one thing, they do two of the things that I think are maybe the two most important things in baseball, which is they did not swing at balls outside the zone, and they barreled balls, which meant they hit them hard and they hit them in the air. So there are only a few teams that are top 10 in both. The Dodgers, Giants, Yankees were the best teams in those two categories. Those are all really good offenses. Maybe the Giants belong. We don't think they do because the names on the back of the jerseys doesn't make sense. But in terms of process, they were great. Another thing that you can look at, if you just look at their production versus different handedness, and you look up and down their roster, you realize, oh, they have a bunch of guys who mash lefties and a bunch of guys who mash righties, and they platoon everybody. And then there's a third aspect that's really just fascinating. I read a piece on Baseball Prospectus about this, but Darren Ruff is really good against sinkers. He loves the low ball. Austin Slater is really good against four seamers. He loves the high ball. And they have a fair amount of matching certain swing planes to certain pitches, where sometimes they can even say, hey, Darren Ruff, you know, it's a righty. We usually have you up against lefties. There's a righty on the mound today, but it's a sinker baller righty, and we know you're good low in the zone, that they can mix and match even on a third level, you know. So I call them the Rays' older brother. You know, they have a little bit more money. Their players are a little bit older, but they have that same sort of mix and match mentality.
Okay, number five on our list. You are predicting a breakthrough year, at least in one department, for a certain 38-year-old first baseman, Joey Votto. Tell us what you're expecting there, you know.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm bold predicting Joey Votto to hit 40 homers for the first time in his career. And the reason that's bold is he's paid for 15 seasons. He has 8,000 plus plate appearances. He's never hit 40 homers in a season because we know Joey Votto. He is the guy who's super disciplined, doesn't swing at anything bad, always in control, hits 300, 25 to 30 homers. That's the guy. It's a metronome. But he said he was trying to be the perfect hitter all those years. And he said now he can't, he doesn't have the skills, the athleticism as much to do that anymore. So now he's just basically gripping it and ripping it.
Votto unloads. Hammers that one. Deep shot to right. Joey Votto. Home runs in three straight. Reds on the board. It's 2-1.
And, you know, his bat speed has gone from 30th percentile in 2017 to 75th percentile in 2021.
Votto hammers it. Center field. Brandon Nimmo back. Seventh hit. It's seven consecutive games with a Joey Votto record. He breaks his own franchise record. Nine home runs in seven games.
There's a great story by C. Trent Rosecrans on the work that he did with a golf instructor. And there's been a lot of, you know, crossover with golf, where a lot of the technology that we use in baseball has come over from golf. It's a similar swing. It's a rotational power swing that we're trying to develop in hitters. So he learned a lot from working with this golf instructor. But there's also intent. You can actually change what you're doing by having a grip it and rip it mentality, because then you're like, you're not just trying to make contact all the time. You're trying to hit the ball as hard as you can. Just changing your intent can actually change your bat speed. And then there's things like weighted bats, which have been proven to actually increase bat speed. Between those three things, even though he's older, he's found a way to add 4 miles an hour of bat speed. And that's a huge, like, bat speed is one of the biggest things for power. It might be the biggest thing for power. And so, you know, I told Joey Votto, I saw him this spring. I said, I'm bold predicting you for 40 homers this year. And he said, you know what? That's not that bold, kid.
Coming up, Eno gives us his picks for which teams are built to go the distance and who will raise the World Series trophy when it's all over.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery. Late nights at work taking a toll on your skin? Do you find yourself staring at those dark circles in the mirror? Well, it's time to meet your new best friend, Dark Circle Defense Balm from Lumen. Lumen is a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Whether you're a seasoned skincare pro or a total newbie, Lumen Skin has got you covered. Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm is a lightweight gel that absorbs seamlessly into your skin to brighten your under eyes and instantly plump dehydration lines. It's basically an espresso shot for your eyes. The best part? Lumen will let listeners of this podcast try the product out for free. Yes, you heard that right. Free. Head to lumenskin.com/wondery and get your free trial of Dark Circle Defense and their other amazing products now. Say goodbye to tired-looking eyes and say hello to a new and refreshed you. Don't wait any longer. Your skin will thank you. That's lumenskin.com/wondery for your free trial.
Okay, you know, we also wanted to get your thoughts on how the season could look about 6 months from now as we get into the playoffs. So let's start in the National League, where the team with the best odds to win it all is the Dodgers, generally followed by the Braves and my team, the Mets, who can't seem to shake the Mets curse as they already have an injury to Jacob DeGrom.
MRI on DeGrom's throwing shoulder showed a stress reaction in his right scapula. The two-time Cy Young winner will be shut down for 4 weeks, at which point he'll undergo another MRI.
So taking everything into account, who do you like to win the NL pennant?
I actually think the Mets have created enough depth to win this pennant. Because if you think about it, like in the past, Jacob DeGrom goes down and everyone's like, oh no, LOL Mets, here we go again. Except this year you're like, hey, but we also have Max Scherzer. You know, so it's a little bit different. And, you know, right now, Brandon Nimmo, he got an injection in his neck. It's like, oh, man, in the past, that would have been your starting center fielder. Well, now you got Starling Marte, Mark Canha, and then Dom Smith, who is a favorite of Mets fans. It's great to have him, but it's also even better to have him as like a fourth outfielder, you know, a guy who can do some DHing and some first baseman, because you're going to need that depth. So all those guys, JD Davis, Dom Smith, Jeff McNeil, you know, even Cano coming back, like they now create, like I would say, world-class depth. And in this game, in this year, coming off of COVID and then off the lockout where they weren't allowed to speak their teams and they had to do all their workouts on their own and then ramp up really quickly, I think there's going to be so many injuries across baseball. And so I'm betting on teams with depth. Obviously, the Dodgers have stars and depth. That's like what their whole motto is. So yes, the Dodgers are chalk, but in the NL East, I can see the Mets taking this one. I think a little bit of a step back with the Braves, just in terms of, do they have the pitching depth? If any of their guys get hurt, they pitched well into the season. You know, they had a long road to the World Series. There's got to be some fatigue going on. And they don't have Acuna for maybe the first month.
You just made my day.
Well, I did pretty poorly predicting the Braves' run through the postseason, so maybe it was a kiss of death.
This is your year.
There we go.
This is your year. Now, in the American League, we've already talked some about the Rays and how good their pitching staff could be. You've also got the Blue Jays and the Yankees in the same division as potential World Series contenders. So if we're forcing you to make a pick right now, and we are, who do you have representing the AL in the World Series?
I like the Blue Jays. I think the Blue Jays just have it all going on right now. They've got the young hitters that are right in their prime. It's not that they made all these changes in one offseason, but if you realize, you know, Jose Berrios was acquired at the trade deadline. So this is a full season of Jose Berrios. And yes, they lost Robbie Ray, but adding Kevin Gausman kind of helps them there. Nate Pearson has a chance to really change things in that rotation if he stays healthy. Hyunjin Ryu can take a step back to where he used to be. So I just feel like they always had the hitting. They have really good depth with guys like Santiago Espinal and Kevin Biggio, who can play all over. That they're like two-man depth. You know, they can just back up everybody on the infield and the outfield. So the fact that they've got that built-in depth and the fact that they've got this great top-line pitching, I think they've done a really good job putting this together.
Finally, Eno, as of opening day 2022, you just said you got the Mets and you got the Blue Jays. And just a reminder, you know who you're talking to. Who is your World Series champ?
Oh, I'm gonna take the Blue Jays. I think they built this team for that. I think
so
Steve Cohen's gonna have to go back to work again. But I like to bet on bats, and I think this is a team that can really score.
Well, thank you so much, Eno. Really appreciate your time. Can't wait to see how many of these predictions come true.
Yeah, hopefully for Mets fans. The last one doesn't.
You can read all 10 of Eno Saris's bold predictions and hear him on the Rates and Barrels podcast at theathletic.com. From Wondering the Athletic, I'm Tiffany Oshinsky. Thanks for listening. To hear more of The Lead, you can follow us on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Or to listen to us on your Alexa-enabled device, just say, Alexa, play The Lead podcast.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.